Okay, we are now joined by our NASCAR Xfinity Series winner. That is Chase Elliott, and we'll get right to questions. If you have a question for Chase, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start over here to the left on Steve, and then go to Jacob.
Steve Schweitzer with Alaska Press. Over this way. There we go. Had it gotten any closer at the finish? Did you have anything left, or did you have it all the way to the floor?
I thought we were in good shape. Obviously, we were in a much better tire situation than everybody else. And, you know, Greg made a really good call to, you know, get us in that spot. And ultimately, I think that was what won us the race. So, sometimes you have to have stuff like that go your way. And, you know, fortunately, we just ran a smart race and kept ourselves in position to, you know, take advantage of the set that we had left.
Jacob.
Jacob Thielen, Race Face Digital. Chase, was the strategy just a case of how the yellows fell, or was that something that you and Greg had kind of talked through maybe before the race of knowing how valuable tires would be late?
No, we had not talked about it. It just worked out that way, and our track position situation was poor enough at that point in time that we thought, you know, it was worth taking the risk and, you know, seeing if it played out for us later, and fortunately it did.
What did you think of the resin there in the middle to upper groove, and do you think it may have an effect or an advantage in the Cup race tomorrow night?
The top was pretty dominant for sure, especially after some laps. The big thing, and I don't know if it was just the car being different or what, but the bumps were extremely rough today. So I'm really curious to see if that's just a car thing here in a minute. So I'm eager to get over to the garage and you know, get to work on the Cup stuff right now.
Steve.
Steven Stump, Frontiers.com. Chase, congrats on the win. During the race, Kyle Busch, you know, was on the radio saying, you know, how fun it was. Hot slick track, Xfinity cars. What was the race like from your perspective and, you know, running those laps?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. I was searching for, like, knowing exactly what I needed from a feel perspective. I was kind of winging it a little bit, just having not been in a car in so long. But I thought halfway through the race, some of that was coming back to me a little bit. But I still feel like I could have done a lot better job driving, throughout the day. But it was just fun to, you know, have some different lanes and options, and you could hit the wall, and your day wasn't over, and you don't have to worry about, you know, the body cutting a tire down or bending a toe link or things like that. So just a whole different vibe than what we have now on Sunday.
And the first 2 years of the Hendrick Xfinity program, you guys didn't win. Now you guys have two wins quickly in this 2024 season. So, again, just how important it is to Rick to just see this car in victory lane as much as it has been this year.
Well, it's important to all of us, you know, to run well in it. And we take a lot of pride, or I do, and I think I can speak for everybody that has been a part of it, but we take a lot of pride in having the opportunity to be a part of that program, because we know how near and dear it is to the Hendrick family. And, you know, for me, it's, just an honor to be able to drive it and be a small part of the team that, is bringing that car in-house and honoring Ricky like that. Just a really cool deal. So happy that, you know, Kyle could get a win, kind of get us over the hump, and nice to get a win today. And hopefully, you know, William and Alex can get one too here throughout the year.
Yep. Chase, I know you got to get back to practice.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks
for the time. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, guys. Yep.
Okay, in the bullpen right now, also in addition to the drivers I already mentioned, Corey LaJoie, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Hemric, Bubba Wallace.